And up next, we got Angela H. sharing on step 11. Family, Anthony and Angela.
Hey.
We're grateful to be here. Thank you for my 15 minutes. I got to get straight to it. So, step 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Easier said than done. So I'm just going to back up a little and just tell you just kind of where I'm at and how this step is like working in my life right now. I found myself in a relationship that's no longer working for me. I found myself in a relationship where I feel like I'm giving, and like my tank is getting, you know, it's not getting filled on a daily basis. I found myself in this place where I resent getting up in the morning. I resent showing up at this place of work. You know what I mean? And the only way I could just compare it to a personal relationship, right? And this is the way I see it. This is my pattern. And I get into relationships and I stay long past the expiration date. I stay for all the right reasons in the beginning. Then I start staying because I don't want to let people down. I stay because like my team depends on me. I stay because this is where I think I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? I start off doing it for the right reasons, but it's not feeling good anymore. And I'm still freaking showing up. And then what I start to do, I start to blame other people. I start hating my boss. I start hating the people I work with because I'm looking at all this outside stuff. It's everybody else's fault while I'm in the lot that I'm in. Bottom line is it's personal responsibility. You know what I mean? Those misplaced loyalties, you know, not being honest, no, being afraid to do something different because doing something different is scary. Like, I don't know what's going to happen if I step out of what I know for the last 5 years. So I find myself in this place where I'm just completely freaking miserable. I'm just talking trash on my boss, hating her fucking guts. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to look at me. Because if I look at me, then I'm responsible to do something about it. See, I don't want to do nothing about it. This was a couple months ago. I just want to freaking complain. I want to talk about it and woe is me, blah, blah, blah. Every day, just dragging butt every day. All day long. I ain't got nothing positive to say about nothing. You know what I mean? I'm going to work and I'm stealing because I ain't doing shit at work. I just go and just tap out. I ain't doing, oh, I forgot about the meeting. You know what I mean? I'm just blowing shit off and I ain't following up on this. And that's not really who I am. I'm one of those people who are on top of stuff. I'm an overachiever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm responsible. But I allowed myself to get to this place where I don't got nothing to give. I just don't. I don't have anything to give right now. So finally, I got to this place where I need to do something about it, right? And these are the feelings I feel. So I'm putting in job applications on this, and I feel like I'm cheating. I feel like I'm freaking cheating. Once again, I'm being sneaky. I'm cheating. These are the stuff that I'm going through on the inside. So I'm putting in, and then I'm going through these little job interviews, and they just, you know, boosting my little ego. I'm starting to feel a little good again and shit. Like somebody want me. You know what I'm saying? And it's starting to feel kind of good again, you know, but things are not happening as fast as I would like them to. See, my pattern is to jump. I've always jumped relationships. Soon as this ain't working for me anymore, I just jump over here. I've learned how to slow down a little bit because everything you're saying sounds good, but this is really not the job for me. So I need to be honest about that. I want out of this real bad. But not that bad. Like, no, that's not going to work for me. You know what I'm saying? So I've been offered a few jobs and part of me just want to take it because I'm afraid ain't nothing else gonna come along. You know what I'm saying? But I know in this process, like, I just got to step out on some faith and just trust God. Like, I know God did not bring me this far to say sight. It's just that fear in me that makes me want to jump on the first thing that shows up, you know? So I'm just trying to slow it down. So, but I tell you, my mind's been racing. I've been obsessed with my emails. The job that I really, 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 really want, I go to the interview. It was great. Things seem to be moving really, really fast. I put an application in. 3 days later, they call me for an interview. I go in the following week, and they're asking me for all this information. And then everything just kind of pauses. They're like, we're working on your salary. Well, I need y'all to hurry up because I'm ready to go. And that's just not how God works. So now, to be totally honest, I say that I'm waiting patiently, but I'm obsessing on that cell phone because they text you. They text you with information that they want you to send to them or whatever. They don't call you. They put it in the email. So every time I hear my ding on my phone, I'm like this. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? And it's all day long. All day till 4. I know they close around 4, so I know ain't nothing coming after that. After 4, I'm good. But about 8 o'clock, it starts. And it's like, okay. So what I'm going to do is turn my notifications off maybe. So I can quit obsessing. Like, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And me and my God, we got a relationship. And I talk to God like, I know you're busy up there, but if you got a little bit of time today, can you look over my pay scale so we can get this ball rolling? Whenever you get time, though. You know, no rush. You know what I mean? And this is every day. Every day. Just obsessing. And my husband, he'll wake up like, this is going to be the day they call you, babe. I'm like, yep, this is going to be it. Then they don't call. Now I'm disappointed at the end of the day. Then tomorrow I wake up, this is going to be the day. Like, I know that it's coming. When it comes, it's going to be on time. You know what I mean? And I know that God's will for me is those things that I want for myself. Like, God does not want me to be miserable. God does not want me to be at a job that is no longer working. Your vision and your mission is not working for me anymore. It just does not. You say one thing, but you over here doing a whole bunch of other stuff. It does not sit well. So what I want to do, I just want to walk off the job. That's how I feel when I'm there. Like, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. But responsibility and bills say you just can't do that. You're an adult today. You're responsible today. You're a professional. Would not look good. And my integrity is on the line. But that's how I feel. Like, I'm sick of this shit. You know what I mean? And I'm a runaway by nature. I just pack my shit and go. I don't even tell you nothing. Just leave. And I'm starting a whole new relationship. I ain't even tell you. So, I've got to a place where I'm just so tired. Mentally. Physically. You know, it's nothing for me to go to work on any given day not knowing what my day is going to be, because when I go to work, I'm a nurse, right? A nurse manager. So everything's my response. My unit is my responsibility. So when I don't got no staff, like, I'm the staff. But right now, when I go to work, when I leave work, I know tomorrow I'm down 4 nurses going in the fucking door. I know when I'm at 3 o'clock, I'm down 6 nurses from 7P to 7A. So I don't know. When I get there, do I have to go home and come back? You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I feel unsettled. That's how I feel. I feel anxious. I'm not an anxious person. I can't even make a plan for my life because this thing over here is just dictating my day, my night, whatever. And it's just too much. It's too much. And then when I talk to my boss about it, her answer is, well, how many times have you had to go into staffing? That's not the point. That's not the point at all. Do y'all work it out sometimes? Absolutely. But it's every day. It's lingering. Like, I can't make dinner reservations tonight because I don't know. I'm one call off away of having to go back. And this ain't no way to live. I ain't no spring chicken. Shit, I'm in my mid-50s. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? And I really miss not being able to do the things that I like to do. Today, I'm real clear about what I want. I want to work 3 days a week. I don't want nobody calling me when I'm off. I don't want to be going to these freaking meetings all day long. I don't want to do none of that no more. I don't want to deal with patient complaints. I don't want to deal with staff complaints no more. I've had it up to here. Like, I'm done. Because I'm one of those people, I go to work, I do my job, I go home, I give 110%. This extra stuff, I don't know what's going on. People just don't like the work. I feel like I'm babysitting at work. I don't got time for that. I don't have time for that. I'm over it. And I'm done. And they push this thing about work-life balance. Your staff, make sure you give them the schedule that's comfortable for them. But what about me? You said something. I'm the most important person here. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. I'm the most important person here. What about me? So I need to start thinking about me, not about everybody else or some people. I feel like I recruited some really great nurses, and I believe that they came, they wanted to work with me, but they're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. That ain't about me. You know what I'm saying? They're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. Me leaving ain't gonna twist their world one way or another. They're giving me my little party and everybody going about their business. I need to get over myself, first of all, that it's not about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, their happiness is not contingent upon me staying or leaving. Somebody else will step in and the job will continue to go on. So I need to get over that part, because I don't want to let people down. I recruited these people and I said I want to be in it with them, but I can't. I can't and I won't. I will not. You know what I'm saying? So I made the decision, and Charlie said something yesterday about just the process. I hated that word when I first got clean. It's a process. And it's a process. And like, I'm not in control, you know what I'm saying? That's the part that kills me the most, because I want to control everything. I want things to happen when I want it to happen. I want it to happen like yesterday, you know what I mean? I want to be in my new job, living my new life, my new friends and all this stuff. But it just doesn't happen like that. It's a process. And I just need to accept where I am today, know that God is working it out on my behalf. I don't need to interfere with it. My husband's ready to call up to the job because he knows people up there. Like, no, don't call them. You know what I'm saying? Just leave it alone. It's going to be okay. You can't make it happen no faster than what is going to happen. You know, it's just their process is slow. And the lady told me when I left the interview, we take about 6 to 8 weeks. I'm like, good Lord. I'm in week three. You know what I'm saying? I'm in week three. So I just need to simmer down. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that... where I'm supposed to be, I'm right where I'm supposed to be right now. And my next journey, God is already ahead of me working that thing out. And I just need to trust that it's just going to be okay. And not worry about all this other stuff that just, you know, neither here nor there. So I'm surrendering on a deeper level. I'm surrendering with both hands up. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of just in my head constantly. So tired of just having headaches and just, you know, I'm just tired. And so I'm doing something about it. I've done the footwork like y'all suggested. And I'm just allowing God to work out the outcome. And I just got to stay out of his way. You know, that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.